Talking about something that we thought was fascinating historically. I discovered it, and we thought it was interesting. That apparently last month, but we just found out about it over the weekend, that a grandson of the 10th president of these United States, John Tyler, just passed away. What a connection to history.
Yeah.
He was 95.
I found it more fascinating. There's still another one out there.
Yeah, and that's... And so, and I was talking about, you know, these are the kinds of things when it comes, it starts to test your, and it mathematically it can be done.
Yeah.
But I really didn't do much more than to say mathematically, can just kind of running figures through my mind. Well, listener Mike did some math for me.
Oh, thank you, Mike.
Yeah, thank you. Which, by the way, we appreciate. Anytime you want to reach out with what you're hearing or offerings and suggestions, remember, email addresses are available at WSW.com. Scroll down the homepage and find the Stay in Touch box. And you can find all what you need to do to stay in touch. And we all have our email addresses there for Dave, for Pat, for Art, and Charlie. So here's why the math works. Now, sometimes you wonder, what do presidents do when they leave the office?
Oh, yeah, a lot of people wonder that.
Well, if I hesitate right there, you know, let me continue on. When they leave office. You know, we have prime examples in this recent memory because so many presidents are ex and are still living such a long time. But back in when John Tyler's days were, you know, his last year in the presidency was 1845. You know, he was 22 years then, later that he died.
Hmm.
You know, what was he doing? Well, apparently he was keeping active, shall we say.
Okay. Later in life children, I suspect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As I said.
I didn't, you know, when you think about it, and this is the way the math works. So his first wife, who died while he was in office, he had 8 children. His second wife, he had 7 children. And he didn't start fathering those children until out of his presidency.
Hmm.
And so thanks to Mike, who did the research for us, of his 7 children, the first one he had was he was 56.
Oh!
Then 58.
Oh!
Then 59.
Oh!
Then 61. Then 63. Then 66. Oh. And when he was 70 years old, his wife gave birth to their last child.
Wow.
And her last words to him were, give me a break.
Which is, and he didn't.
That's why it made it possible.
Because one of his youngest child lived until 1947.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was born in 1860.
Okay.
And he would die a couple of years just after that.
Wow.
And so this is where it gets interesting because he said he couldn't find it. And then I went looking up, too. I can't figure out which one of his children gave birth to the last grandchild that's still alive. But the last grandchild was born in 1928.
Okay.
Okay, it's a girl.
Yeah.
So 92 years old then.
But if that's the case, if you took his last child, Pearl, if she was the one that gave birth, she had to give birth when she was 60 years old.
There's longevity in that family.
I'm sorry. Yeah. No. She gave birth when she was 68 years old.
Whoa. Yeah,
because she was born in 19. She was born in 1860. Huh. So, right, 40, 28, yeah. She would have born, She was born in 1860.
68 years old.
She had to be 68 years old. If she was the one.
If she was the one, right? Yeah.
I mean, if that's what it takes for longevity, you could forget all those mind puzzles and boat building and all of that stuff. Well,
at least, again, we know what John Tyler was doing once he left the presidency.
Yeah, it's just one right after another there, year after year after year.
He was the Mick Jagger of his time.
Yeah. He had the time.
Yes, he did.
What else was there to do back in the 1840s to 60s? I mean, you know.
And he had 8 kids before he got married to this woman, and had 7 more.
Yeah,
so
15 children.
Yeah, wow.
So anyway, so that's how the math works to make those connections back to the 18th century.
Yeah, that's what I told you. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh my goodness gracious!
They split logs, I suppose. I'm trying to think. You were asking what could they have done? In 1840 to 1860,
there's a war that could have been.
They could have done something to try to stave off the war, I suppose.
There,
true. I'm trying to think what else was Art, what was in the headlines in 1850?
I don't know. Ask Dave.
Well, they're inventing farm equipment and things like that. How to, you know, thrash wheat. And
when your favorite toy was the stick.
Yeah. Yeah, stick and hoop. Yeah, right.